Key West, one day is enough if you use it right. Flip-flops, butterflies, and the end of the road, a destination that earns its reputation without trying particularly hard. Key West is about as far south as the continental United States goes. It sits at the tail end of the Florida Keys, a chain of small islands connected by a single highway running over open water. And it carries the easy, slightly eccentric energy of a place that has always existed at the edge of things. It is a destination that is undeniably popular, but the color and character of the island are genuine. A few hours spent exploring its streets generally leave visitors with a positive impression, regardless of whether they choose to visit the famous landmarks or simply enjoy the atmosphere of the waterfront. The island covers only about 5 square miles, which makes it one of the most accessible and manageable stops on any travel itinerary. It is a place where the infrastructure is built on a human scale. The streets are lined with palm trees and historic wooden houses painted in pastel colors, many of them featuring wide porches designed to catch the Atlantic breeze. It is a location that does not require complex logistics to enjoy, as the primary appeal lies in its walkability and its consistent, unhurried pace. Navigation and practical movement. Because of its small size, Key West is a city that is best experienced at a slow speed. Most of the points of interest are concentrated in the western half of the island, known as Old Town. Walking. This is the primary way to see Key West. The terrain is entirely flat, and the shade provided by the large banyan trees and palms makes walking comfortable, even in the heat. Duval Street is the main artery of the island, stretching from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean, and most of the shops, galleries, and restaurants are located on or near this street. Bicycles and scooters. Many visitors choose to rent bicycles to cover more ground. The island is extremely bike-friendly, and having a pair of wheels allows you to reach the quieter residential areas or the beaches on the southern side of the island in a matter of minutes. Electric scooters are also widely available and are a common sight on the local roads. The Duval Loop. For those who prefer not to walk the entire length of the island, there is a free bus service known as the Duval Loop. It runs frequently and stops at several key locations near the main attractions. It is a practical way to move between the northern and southern coasts without having to navigate the crowds on foot. Exploring the neighborhoods and streets. While Duval Street is the center of the action, the true charm of Key West is found in the quiet residential blocks that surround it. This historic district contains one of the largest collections of frame architecture in the United States. Many of the houses date back to the 19th century and were built by shipbuilders and cigar manufacturers. Walking through these blocks provides a sense of the island's history as a center for maritime salvage and industry long before it became a vacation destination. The waterfront and Mallory Square. The northwestern edge of the island is dominated by the waterfront. This is where the maritime history of the island is most visible. Mallory Square is a large open plaza that serves as a central gathering point. It is famous for its nightly sunset celebration, where people gather to watch the sun disappear over the Gulf of Mexico. It is a busy area, but it remains a significant part of the Key West experience. The southernmost point, at the corner of South Street and Whitehead Street, sits a large concrete buoy marking the southernmost point in the continental United States. It is one of the most visited spots on the island. While it is essentially a photo opportunity, its proximity to Cuba, which is only 90 miles away, serves as a reminder of the island's unique geographic position. Landmarks and historical sites. Key West has a history that is surprisingly deep for such a small area, involving everything from literary giants to presidential retreats. The Ernest Hemingway Home and Museum. Located on Whitehead Street, this was the residence of the famous author during the 1930s. The house is a beautiful example of Spanish colonial architecture and is surrounded by lush gardens. It is also famous for its population of six-toed cats, which are descendants of a cat owned by Hemingway himself. Guided tours are available and provide a detailed look at his life and work on the island. The Harry S. Truman Little White House. This historic site served as the Winter White House for President Truman during his time in office. It is located within the Truman Annex, a quiet and beautifully maintained area that was formerly a naval base. The house has been preserved with its original furnishings and offers a unique look at the mid-century political history of the United States. The Key West Butterfly and Nature Conservatory. Situated at the southern end of Duval Street, this glass-enclosed habitat is home to hundreds of butterflies and several species of exotic birds. It offers a quiet and climate-controlled environment that provides a sharp contrast to the busy streets outside. It is a highly rated experience for those interested in the natural beauty of the region. The Key West Lighthouse. Originally built in 1848, the lighthouse is now a museum that allows visitors to climb the 88 steps to the top. From the observation deck, you have a 360-degree view of the island and the surrounding waters, making it one of the best places to understand the layout of the town and its relation to the sea. Natural spaces and beaches. While Key West is not primarily known for expansive white sand beaches like some other islands, it does have several significant natural spaces. Fort Zachary Taylor State Historic Park. This park is located at the southwestern tip of the island and features a Civil War-era fort. The surrounding parkland includes the best natural beach on the island, which is popular for snorkeling and swimming. Because there is a small entry fee to the state park, the beach tends to be less crowded than other public areas. The Florida Keys Eco Discovery Center. Located near the waterfront, this center provides interactive exhibits about the native plants and animals of the Florida Keys and the surrounding marine sanctuary. It is an excellent resource for those who want to learn about the coral reefs and the delicate ecosystem of the island chain. Practical considerations. The climate in Key West is subtropical, which means it is warm throughout the year. The humidity can be high, and the sun is quite direct. It is important to stay hydrated and use sun protection even if you are only planning a short walk. The island is heavily oriented toward the tourism industry, and prices in the restaurants and bars along the main strip of Duval Street reflect that. However, moving a block or two away from the main corridor often reveals local eateries and quieter cafes where the prices are more reasonable and the atmosphere is more authentic. Key West is a very safe and inclusive destination. It has a long-standing reputation for being welcoming to all visitors, and this is reflected in the diverse range of businesses and public spaces. Whether you are interested in the history of the wrecking industry, the literary legacy of the island, or simply the chance to stand at the end of the road, Key West provides a memorable experience that feels distinct from the rest of Florida. Key West does not need to try to be interesting. It relies on its geography, its history, and its climate to create an environment that feels genuinely different. It is a place where the modern world feels slightly more distant, replaced by the sound of the ocean and the steady rhythm of a small island at the edge of the continent. Key West is a reminder that the end of the road is often the most interesting part of the journey. It is a place that marks a boundary, and that is where its true character lies.